You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Matt Burnett. On to more science headlines now. And this week, scientists have uncovered a powerful new way to wipe out chronic or persistent infections. Now, this is a phenomenon that was first uncovered something like 70 years ago. Scientists realised that if you grow bacteria, about 1 in 1 million of those bacteria will be not genetically different. They'll be genetically identical to all of the population, except they will be in a sort of suspended animation. They'll be in a quiescent state, like they're asleep. And this means that if you put antibiotics onto those bacteria, the ones that are growing very fast tend to be wiped out, but the ones that are in this quiescent state are very often left behind. And in the context of, say, a wound or a deep-rooted infection, or if someone has an implant in their body, for instance, a hip replacement or similar sort of structure, if you get these bacteria on that surface, they're very hard to get rid of. And people have these chronic grumbling infections where you put someone on antibiotics and they're well when they're on antibiotics, but as soon as you stop the antibiotics, the problem comes back. And we think it's because of these persisting bacteria. Well, now there might be some new hope for this, because there's a paper in the journal Nature this week. It's by a researcher called Kim Lewis and his colleagues. They're at Northeastern University in Boston in the US. And they've been doing tests on a newish antibiotic that was first discovered in 2006. And it's got a very interesting name, this. It's called ADEP, A-D-E-P. And the reason they call it that is because the molecule is actually acyldepsipeptide. Easy for me to say, not so easy to remember, so that's why it gets called ADEP. And what it does is it goes into a microorganism, and inside bacteria there is a mincing machine, which is called ClipP. And the point of this mincing machine is that when cells are growing, they often make stuff which is defective. You might make some protein, for example, that's the wrong shape or it's folded up wrong. And if it were allowed to accumulate, it would have a deleterious effect on the microorganism. So you need to break it down. And that's what this ClipP mincing machine does. It has a tiny little hole in it, and these abnormal proteins get threaded through this tiny hole and ground up. And if you put these ADEP, ADEP molecules on, they go onto this mincing machine, and it's like jamming a crowbar in it. It opens the pore up, so it becomes much, much larger. And now anything in the cell can fall into it and be eaten. And effectively, if you put this molecule on bacteria, they eat themselves from the inside out, and they all die. And what this group have done is they've said, well, what happens if we try this on these persistent chronic infections? So they do a series of experiments both on bugs in the dish. They use bugs in what is called a biofilm, which is a structure the bacteria form when they grow on surfaces, for instance, on medical implants. And they even try this in mice, which have got deep infections in their thigh muscles, which are really hard to treat. And they find that in all those cases, a dose of this stuff plus a normal antibiotic, which can kill off any bacteria that are actively growing to stop resistance occurring, will wipe out the bugs and sterilise all of those situations.
Well, that sounds like excellent progress in what is a global issue of microbial resistance.